With SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington. Make it 3 weeks in a row for the American job market.
First-time applications for unemployment benefits fell last week for the third straight week, dropping 16,000 from the week before to 199,000. It's fewer than analysts surveyed by FactSet had been expecting. They had predicted 208,000 new applications.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason. It's already New Year's Day across the international dateline. This is the sound of Sydney, Australia celebration in the lead up to midnight, the enormous display showcasing music, arts, and performance celebrating Indigenous cultures. Auckland, New Zealand has welcomed 2026 with fireworks display from Sky Tower, marking the start of global celebrations. Australia followed with a defiant celebration after its worst mass shooting in nearly 30 years, in which two gunmen targeted a Hanukkah event in Sydney, killing 15. A minute of silence honored the victims before fireworks at Sydney's Harbour Bridge. Indonesia scaled back festivities due to recent floods, while Hong Kong held a subdued event after a deadly fire. Berliners celebrated in snowfall, and Greece and Cyprus opted for quieter displays. New York City has increased security for the Times Square ball drop. Russian drones have blasted apartments, buildings, and the power grid in Ukraine's city of Odessa, injuring 6 people, including 3 children. Officials on Wednesday said the attack happened overnight. Russian President Vladimir Putin expressed confidence in a military victory as the war nears its 4-year mark. Wall Street is holding steady at the beginning of the final day of trading for 2025. The S&P was flat early Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 47 points. The NASDAQ Composite was little changed. Trading is expected to be light ahead of New Year's Day holiday, when the markets will be closed. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham calls Democrats out. Correspondent Michael Harrington has this report.
In an amicus brief to the Supreme Court, more than 130 Democratic members of the House and Senate are urging the justices to strike down state laws that bar boys from competing against girls in school sports. Graham, in a post on Facebook, says, quote, "This is sick. Men in women's sports and restrooms is perverted. It seems that most Democrats in Washington are buying into these lies. Pray that God will guide the hearts of the Supreme Court justices." Michael Harrington reporting.
Christianity got its start in the Middle East, but according to a new report, the number of believers in the region continues to ebb. The Pew Research Center survey finds that 3% of the population in the Middle East and North Africa are Christian, down from 3.3% in 2010. A century ago, the Christian population stood at 13%. Persecution is a primary driver for the decline, sending many believers out of the region where they were born. Egypt is a country where the largest Christian population is roughly 10%. However, persecution there is also pushing believers out. This is SRN News. Here's a midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street opened pretty much unchanged today. The market will be closed tomorrow, with institutional investors largely closed out of their positions for the year. Trading is expected to be very light. The S&P 500 is up more than 17% this year as investors embrace the promise of artificial intelligence. First-time claims for jobless benefits have fallen for the third straight week, dropping to 199,000 last week. Greg Abel faces a challenge of taking over Berkshire Hathaway this week from legendary investor Warren Buffett. Many regard Buffett as the world's greatest investor after he grew Berkshire from a struggling New England textile